You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Hey, it's 3 Mob Radio. The name is Larry Quidditch, and ASAF has dropped an EP, the Big Morphe EP, and of course, we've got the exclusive interview. ASAF, thank you very much for joining us here on 3 Mob Radio. Question, why the name, The Big Morphe?
Yo, bless up, Larry. Thanks for having me. So basically, The Big Morphe EP, I named it that because that's my identity. That's my totem, you know what I mean? So the whole project is just about me reclaiming my identity, getting back to my mission, and just expressing who I am based on, you know, how I've been raised, what I've been taught, and all the influences that have come along with it. So this is me just saying, you know, Big Morphe, this is ASAF. This is ASAF 2022. This is ASAF on a new project, basically.
I see you come in with a track called Mtukudzi Flow. Is that like an homage to greatness?
Yeah, man. Like, he's definitely one of my inspirations when it comes to music and, like, message-based music for our nation, for our country, for, like, the times that we're in. So I guess that was just me reflecting on an interview that I heard him speak on, where he was talking about identity and just embracing who we are as a person, as a people. So that was just basically it. The whole energy of that song is just based on that Tuku mindset, you know what I mean? Tuku state of mind, basically.
And how much does identity come out of hip-hop at the moment? Because a lot of people say hip-hop is an American product, but how do Zimbabwean artists who are rappers, like yourself, infuse Zimbabwean identity into flow?
Man, we fuse Zimbabwean identity through our subject matter. What I'm speaking about in the music, is it socially relevant to my surroundings? Is it socially relevant as a Zimbabwean and where I'm coming from? Do I represent where I'm coming from through the lyrics, my subject matter? To take it even a step further or deeper, through the sound, you know what I mean? There's a song that I worked on called Like So, and we infused the mbira and the hosho and some marimbas into it to give it that more authentic Zim flavor. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still rapping. There's still a kick in there, so you can tell this is hip-hop, but the sound has been tweaked, or the slang he's using, the subject matter, is more relevant to where I'm coming from as a Zimbabwean.
So back to your project. This is your first project since you signed with Def Jam Africa. Congratulations for that once again. Has this affected you in any way? Has it affected your creative process? Does it work differently under it?
It works different in a way that, like, there's a bigger team that I'm working with, you know what I mean? It hasn't affected the creative process, though, because they seem to be happy with the project. I literally sent the project and they didn't change a single thing. So I'm glad that we seem to be on the same page, and they are buying into my story. I'm buying into their plan. So I feel like it's a coming together of two entities that just have a bright future going forward together. Yeah, man, I'm pretty excited to see, like, what we can do together and how this is gonna grow.
I guess that sort of gives you energy because you got a proper machine behind you. I mean, this is historically the home of Jay-Z and Ja Rule and, you know, major artists from the past, isn't it? So what does that give you more energy to keep pushing?
Yeah, it does give me a lot of energy to keep pushing, you know, especially for the duration of the contract. It's exciting to know that there's people that spotted me, believe in me, and see some sort of potential in me. And being on this platform, the potential to be seen by the world, you know what I mean? So it is exciting. So yeah, man, that's the energy, bro. Like, culturally, this is the home of some of hip-hop's biggest names, so I feel like I'm heading in the right direction.
So you obviously love this project and the label loves it, but what you hoping the fans get out of it?
Yo, man, I really hope the fans just get my heart. The fans get a feel of where I am mentally and where I'm trying to go. I try to make the project a balance, you know what I mean, of the more introspective, deep songs to kind of expose my state of mind, my heart, my intention. And, like, turn up songs to show where we're trying to take this to, because we're trying to take it up to the top, you know what I mean? So I just hope people can identify with it, people can enjoy it, vibe to it, learn from it, be inspired by it. You know what I mean? That's basically it.
That's the big move for ASAF. It is out there. Whatever your favorite place to listen, whether it's Spotify, whatever the case may be, you can go and listen to the full EP. It's a bunch of tracks, guys. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, I recommend it for you. Just go and have a listen. And, of course, share your thoughts with us on Twitter at Three Men on a Boat. That is all letters. On Facebook at Three Men on a Boat. On our Instagram, 3mob.com. The 3 is a digit, but the MOBDOTCOM is everything else. But always keep up to date with what's happening when, as far as 3mob Radio is concerned. Subscribe to us on what your favorite podcatcher is, from Spotify to Apple Podcast to Google Podcast, whatever the platforms are. Also, stay tuned, 3mob.com for 3mob Radio. The name is Larry Quiridai.
This is a 3Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com